It's 8:55 here on Illinois Public Media. Time for a look at the commodity markets. And bringing us our opening report is Brian Stark with the Andersons in Champaign. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. We're starting this Wednesday morning with a weaker tone here in Chicago. First, looking at Chicago corn futures, September corn is currently down 4.25 cents at 5.06¾. December 26 corn futures down 6 cents at 5.27½. March corn futures down 6 cents at 5.43. July 27 corn futures down 5.25 cents at 5.54. And new crop December 27 corn futures down 4.5 cents at 5.30. Turning to the Chicago soybean market, November soybeans are down 7.75 cents at 13.08½. January soybeans down 7.75 cents at 13.24¼. March soybeans down 7.75 cents at 13.30¾. July soybeans down 7.75 cents at 13.37¼. And new crop November 27 bean futures down 7 cents at 12.59. Finally, look at the Chicago wheat market. September wheat futures are down 14 cents at 7.16¼. December 26 wheat futures down 16.25 cents at 7.30¾. March wheat futures down 15.5 cents at 7.46. And new crop July 27 wheat futures down 13.5 cents at 7.50¼. Yesterday, given the holiday this week, the USDA released their crop ratings on Tuesday this week that showed overall corn good to excellent ratings down a percentage point week over week at 56% good to excellent. This compares to last year at this time at 68% good to excellent. So clearly a poorer rated crop compared to last year based on the ratings that the government has released. We did see some harvest, the first harvest progress ratings in corn, 5% complete on harvest compared to no report last week. Soybean conditions were unchanged week over week at 58% good to excellent. This compares to last year at 64%. So the bean crop has not as far below last year at this time as compared to corn. Most of the states that have brought down the ratings here in the past couple of weeks have been centered in the Western Corn Belt where it's been hot and dry. The market main drivers obviously continue to be the timing of harvest, as well as some profit taking from the big run-up and the concern with a shrinking crop size. One private analyst came out with a 2-bushel decline in their monthly estimates compared from August to September yesterday that I think had some influence on the crop prospects, but beans being unchanged in their projections have caused the market to lead lower here this morning, dragging the feed grains, corn and wheat, with the bean decline. This has been Brian Stark with your morning market update.